Hello, this is for anyone who has finished and or posted a script, not knowing exactly how to feel about it. Maybe you explored some dark themes and pushed your limits as a writer. Maybe you depicted fantasies that go against your values in real life. Maybe you worry that some people might think your script went too far. Maybe you are worried that they will take offense, or perhaps even not see you as a good person anymore. Maybe you explored themes that had to do with non-consent, and you are worried that it might evoke someone's real-life post-traumatic stress. Or maybe you worry that they will think you actually want to be a rapist or get raped in real life. If you are anything like me, you probably also have a more rational part of your mind that tells you other things. Maybe that part tells you that what you write is fiction and does not reflect on your own value or decency as a human being. Perhaps you have tried to tell yourself that books hailed as classics today often have portrayed rapists, murderers, real-life sadists, and so on. Also, if you're anything like me, that rational part of your mind is sometimes not enough to calm your worries. Maybe you need someone else to remind you of all these things. And that's precisely why I'm speaking to you. I want you to know that I have seen, heard, and read about so many writers who have struggled with these same feelings. I want to remind you that you are not alone. I want you to ask yourself if you would judge other writers the way you might be judging yourself right now. If the answer is no, I think you know deep down that you deserve more kindness from yourself. You deserve to let yourself fantasize, speculate, experiment. If the result of that process is something dark and disturbing, remember, that is only part of your imagination. You are still just as capable of love, respect, and kindness as you have ever been. Perhaps you also feel emotionally drained after intensely exploring your darker sides. That is common too, and perfectly normal. If you feel this way, I want you to promise me to treat yourself to something else. Something that can get you in touch with all those other sides of your personality. Sides that might be goofy and silly, or sweet and tender, or whatever you need to get your emotions back into balance. So, in conclusion, remember that many others feel like you. And also, don't hesitate to reach out to this welcoming community and verbalize your worries. There's a good chance that you, unintentionally, might make someone else feel better, that you might make them feel less alone with their thoughts and concerns. And if you have no one you can think of voicing your thoughts and feelings to at the moment, you can always comment on this audio and share whatever's on your mind with the world. I promise you, I will not judge you, and no one else has the right to. Now, in return, will you promise me to take care of yourself and be kind to yourself? Thank you. Lots of love from the GWA community to you, whoever you may be.